Blog Talk Radio. Honor our Blessed Mother, who is celebrating and being honored in this month on her nativity of her birth, which is September 8th. And today on the Heavenly Host broadcast, I tell you the angels, literally the angels in heaven, was extolling her being not only the Queen of Heaven, Queen of Angels, but also her being the mirror of justice. And so I was really excited to declare who she is on today, being the mirror of justice. And this word and this divine impartation and heralding the Lord gave me is also what the Lord is saying as we enter to the year of 5783, as well as the year 2023, and what that means for us as his children, and what that also means for those who are in darkness, which declares God's judgment. And one of the things that I also love about my birthday is that I'm on the cusp. 22 is on the cusp of one day before the scales, which represents Libra. So I possess both of these attributes. And I tell you, what's really amazing about my birthday is that me being on the cusp, I embody both attributes of the constellation, both Virgo and Libra. And that was manifested and was awakened in both to my soul enlightenment, not only in the natural, because before becoming a counselor, I decided to become a counselor, I had a love for law, a deep and passionate love for law. And I actually was in school becoming a parole officer. That's one of the things that I really wanted to do, is to be a parole officer. So law is in my blood. The love of law and righteousness is something that is natural to me, and that is truly reflected in my morals and my values and my convictions. So this is really an exciting word the Lord gave me, because it speaks to, again, my divine essence of who I am. And it's also in prophetic alignment with who he called me to be, which is a spiritual judge, being his messenger, his prophetess, who he has anointed, declare his word before the throne and in the earth. Hallelujah. So I wanted to share that with you, because I've shared it before, but I just wanted to share it again, that it's amazing understanding who you are and understanding those things that God has seeded you with and gifted you with, and those things that speak to us as who we are in such a natural way. I thank God for that. So I'm celebrating her and venerating her, and our Blessed Mother is being a mirror of justice. And Mary is a reflection of the eternal light, a spotless mirror of the working of God's image and of his goodness. Hallelujah. She really is a light, an eternal light that can never be distinguished. And her holiness is also a reflection of God's grace, because he graced her to be able to give birth to the Savior of the world. And her holiness and her purity was that from when she was born and raised and dedicated to the Father in the temple by her parents. And her holiness is also the work of God's grace. And that's all of us. We are who we are by his grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. And by this grace, he prepared her to be the bearer, to bear, to birth the Son of Justice, which is Jesus. And that's another name for Jesus, is Justice. Just like Blessed Mother has many names, so does our Lord and Savior. So the Son of Justice, which is Christ, who died for us and gave us complete vindication on the cross, she is now that for us as well, on behalf of her Son, not just in her deity, and her yes, and her obedience, and her purity, and her goodness, and her light, and her spotness, having no spot, has given us, given her that position and that entitlement in heaven to be able to intercede for us as her sons and daughters. Now, I wanted to give you Isaiah, the 4th chapter, the 11 to 18 verse for this because, again, Jesus is one who bore our sins. As she intercedes for us on behalf of her son, reflected in what he did on the cross, is now reflected in us as her sons and daughters. But in Isaiah, he says this regarding the Lord and saying that he will protect his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom. He will gently and carefully lead those nursing their young. And so Isaiah is a reflection of what our Blessed Mother has been given as her daughters, and as she graces us and reveals herself to those who ask of her and seek her, will find this as well, because she is now the mother of the church. Now, the Bible says in verse 12, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span of his hand and calculated the dust of the earth with a measure and weighed the mountains in a balance and the hills in a pair of scales. And this is what he was saying about how now everything is being weighed in the balance. Everything is balancing itself out. And that only can be done by God's justice and by God's fire and by God's purging. Hallelujah. That only can be done by the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. And so that's why it's really important for us to understand that we also must be balanced. Anything that's not balanced is unstable. Proverbs says, a just weight is the Lord's delight, but a false balance is an abomination to him. So God always wants to have a false balance, a just weight. And this also speaks to that declares what? How is that measured? By calculation. So again, the Lord is still speaking about, and all this month, about the numbers and making sure that we are total sum of everything he's called us to be. Now he goes on to say in verse 13, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord or has taught him as his counselor? With whom did he consult and who enlightened him? Who taught him the path of justice or taught him knowledge and informed him of the way of understanding? Did he consult and who he enlightened him? So the nation are like a drop of bucket and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scale. He says, now look, he lifts up the islands like the fine dust, and the fortress of Lebanon cannot supply sufficient fuel to start a fire. He goes on to say, nor are its wild beasts enough for a burnt offering. Worthy of the Lord. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. To him, then, will you liken God? Or with what likeness will you compare him? And so he was saying this to me is that in all the questions that he's asking, he said, who taught thee? Who shall you compare me to? Because I'm God and God alone, and beside me there's no other. And he said he could not swear by no other, so he swore by himself. So when he gave me Isaiah, he was saying that I alone am God. And again, I have your times and seasons in my hand. And everything that's created was created by him, and by him nothing was created. So I wanted to read this because this is exactly what he's saying about his creation and understanding that it was God and God alone that gave us salvation. As Jesus said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now, as I shared with you at the top of the broadcast, the new year coming in will be a year of recompense and a year of reward for his people and judgment for the wicked if they do not repent and come to the light, come to the only wise God, the only Savior there is for the war and for our soul, world and for our soul, and that's Christ. And for that, he gave me Isaiah 61. And the first through the eighth verse. And I was really excited about this because he gave me this in the 14-year anniversary of Rise of Christ Women's Ministries. And he gave it to me again today to remind me and to put me in remembrance of that, of the new fresh anointing he put upon his people. And he's putting upon me to do exactly what Isaiah said. And that comes by the anointing, where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Hallelujah. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. And I was really excited about that because, again, that speaks to me being a builder and an exhorter. And that's what the anointing comes to do. And so these scriptures, are just confirmation and affirmation of who I am and what I'm called to do, what we're all called to do, and that's to be builders. To build up, not to tear down. And anything the Lord tears down, he will rebuild, because it's about the divine will of God, the true will of God. And so I'm really excited about this because, again, when the anointing comes, it comes to break yoke. Hallelujah. And it's also to release the joy of the Lord, to give the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. If you're oppressed or feel depressed, the garment of praise is for the spirit of heaviness. If you're grieved, have a heavy heart, a broken heart, he not only comes to give you a spirit of joy, but of healing. Because he said he will heal the brokenhearted. The spirit of heaven is that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, and that they shall build the old waste places, and those things that have been put in ruin, those things that are torn down, the anointing upon us will be to rebuild those old places that's been torn down, that's been forgotten. That they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. So he's saying that this will be by you and I, who he has anointed, according to our birth, according to the Spirit of the Lord that's upon us. Hallelujah. And that's why it's so important to be born again of the water of the Spirit and walk in the new nature, because this only can be accomplished by the Holy Ghost and in the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, by his might, by his power, by his confidence. And I'm not saying that can't be done in the natural, because in the natural there's a great work being done in the earth realm by those who love the earth and doing it in a very practical way, that God is certainly angels as well. The Word of God says, watch who you entertain for some of the things you're aware. So God has many angels. There has many assignments. And he said, have many of this fold that I must almost bring. And again, God can use anyone. And that's why we need to be careful how we treat people and how you never know whose presence you're in. And it could be the Lord. In fact, it's always the Lord because he can manifest himself in any way and he can use whoever he will. Now I'm going to go on to conclude with verse 5 to verse 7 where he says, and the strangers shall stand and feed your flock. And the sons of aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers, but ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles and in the glory, and in their glory shall you boast yourself. So he was saying, clearly giving us distinction right here where he said, but you shall be named the priest of the Lord. That means you should dwell in my house. I have anointed you to stand for my people and minister. And I don't say that it is a privilege, but I say that only by the will of the Spirit of the Lord. And him sitting here making a hand up tail. I say that because of sanctification and anointing and calling out like he did the 12 apostles. By his Spirit, by his election, by his planting. Hallelujah. Now he goes on to say in verse 7, for your shame you shall have double. Hallelujah. I couldn't wait to get to that part. For your shame you shall have double. And that's what he was saying to me about the 22 to 66. And that's every day of my life. But it's really being highlighted in this time. Because this is also the year of double portions and recompense and reward. You shall have double. For your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Hallelujah. Everlasting joy shall be with them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And so that's his promise he will do for us. And remember, the Old Testament is renewed in the new, and that's by Christ Jesus. And so the Lord is doing an awesome thing right now as we move into the new calendar and the new year according to our divine birthright. And I'm really excited about what he said he's going to do. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. He's definitely vindicating us. He's vindicating me. The things that the enemy has tried to do to shame, has done to try to shame us. And he said, "I you shall double for your trouble and possess the double. And everlasting joy, temporary joy, everlasting joy shall be unto you. And not just be unto me, but it's in me. Because greater is he in me than he is in the world. So I'm really excited and glad I had a chance to come by and share this with you. I wanted to share this exhortation with you. It speaks to what the Lord is saying and declaration of my birth in the earth. And I'm really excited about all the manifestations of those things that's coming to pass in the earth realm and in my life, every area of my life. Every area of your life, God wants fulfillment. And he tells us to delight ourselves in him, and he will give us the desires of our heart. So with that, I bid you peace and so much love. I pray that the Lord will give you the desires of your heart. I pray his angels will keep you in all your ways, lead you dash your foot against a stone. May the heavenly host be with you and protect you and yours. He said he unto him against that day. So whatever it is that you have committed to the Lord, he said, he'll keep it against that day. And I'm excited about that, and I praise him for it. With that, peace, blessings, and much love, and I will see you soon. Take care.